Harun Yahya, An Invitation to the Truth. Perfection is an outcome shown by science and prevails in all living structures. Darwinist claims have always been anything but scientific, and they have always used mere demagoguery and false evidence to prop up their theories. They deceive people by employing terminology that has nothing to do with the subject at hand, simply producing words without saying anything scientific at all. These are well-known evolutionist characteristics, but there has recently been another addition to Darwinist demagoguery. Terms such as perfect, magnificent, flawless, used to emphasize the superior aspects of these structures and living things, alarm Darwinists. They respond by saying things like, "These things are not scientific terms. They are personalized terms. There is no such thing as a perfect cell. What criteria are involved?" The reason is this. Darwinists are aware that they cannot account in terms of the theory of evolution for the extraordinary order and behavior in living things, such as the golden ratio, symmetry, division of labor, or planning. Their latest feeble move, a defense mechanism, is to attack these terms. In short, Darwinists are in such a wretched position as to suggest that the use of these terms is improper. Why do Darwinists reject the concept of perfection? Perfection is a scientific term because living structures exhibit a perfection that exceeds human abilities and sometimes even human comprehension. For example, the stages involved in plant photosynthesis are still not yet fully understood. No machine capable of making photosynthesis has thus far ever been constructed. We still do not fully understand how tiny birds weighing just a few grams can migrate thousands of kilometers, how they navigate, and where they obtain their strength to do this. The majestic nature of the order within the beehive, how the regular hexagons in the honeycomb came about, and the glory and the ventilation system in termite nests are absolutely stunning. In fact, Darwinists know perfectly well that the features in living things are perfect and that they cannot explain them in terms of evolution. But they still do all they can to reject the concept of perfection. The sole reason for this is that, in their eyes, it is impossible for there to be perfection in a structure that they maintain came about by chance. Chance cannot produce perfection. It cannot understand symmetry or the golden ratio. It cannot give rise to entire systems that engage in division of labor at the molecular level. Take precautions, leave no deficiency, and test for, and even correct, errors. All chance can produce is either nothing, or else deformed, twisted, irregular, crippled, and sickly structures. That is why Darwinists are so alarmed by the use of such words as perfect, extraordinary, and flawless. The truth is clear, even if Darwinists try to hide from it. The fact that Darwinists try to avoid with their policy of silencing argument is this. Proteins serve very different functions inside the cell. Every protein knows where to go and what to do at the moment it comes into being. One enfolds DNA, another indicates the location of the code in protein synthesis. One becomes a hormone and permits communication, while another becomes an enzyme and catalyzes reactions. Darwinists can never succeed in performing one of the jobs of one of the thousands of proteins inside the cell. Furthermore, they can never explain how a single protein might have formed. Such a structure that so exceeds human abilities is, in a word, perfect. DNA is a work of art. Some 2 meters long and divided into 46 chromosomes, it is folded into the cell nucleus, a mere 1 or 2 microns in size, using the most complex folding technique in the world. It is enzymes and proteins that do this folding. If Darwinists claim that there is no perfection in this, then they have to be able to do something similar, or at least be able to make a copy of it. The chloroplast inside a leaf performs photosynthesis, the mechanism of which we still do not fully understand. With an amazing expertise, if Darwinists maintain that this system is not perfect, they need to be able to make a copy or to be able to do something similar. A moonfish living in Antarctica can survive at temperatures as low as minus 56 degrees and dive down to great depths. Yet it is unaffected by sudden and intense changes in pressure, because in contrast to many mammals, its respiratory tract is flat oval in shape rather than round, and is capable of immediately closing under high pressure. It can also close its lungs instantaneously. This characteristic is perfection. A seed can store and never forget all the information for a flower, a fruit, or a tree. If Darwinists claim there is no perfection in this, then they need to explain how the seed can store all this information and how it can be preserved for hundreds of years or even thousands of years. A hummingbird's heart beats between 500 and 1200 times per minute throughout the day. At night, however, it slows down so much that its heartbeat literally stops, and the bird seems to be not breathing at all. This bird expends more energy for their size than a modern passenger jet. If we were to expend an equivalent amount of energy, our body temperature would rise to 400 degrees, and we would have to consume 45 kilos of sugar every day in order to meet that energy need. It is wondrous how this tiny animal does what is impossible for a human being. Darwinists need to be able to account for a bat's sonar system, bee's navigational abilities, a bacteria's ability to perform chemical separation, the way a scorpion can withstand ultraviolet rays, the way a salamander can renew its own organs, and all the countless characteristics in living things in terms of evolution. But since they cannot do that, living things possess superior structures to human beings, and these are all amazing properties. And these show us perfection, glory, and flawlessness. A response to Darwinists who refuse to admit the secret of the creation of life on Earth. Why do some life forms have a sonar system and others not? This is the kind of question that Darwinists, who are unwilling to admit the secret of creation of life on Earth, frequently resort to. The answer is this. The dolphin that possesses sonar is superior in this respect to human beings. Or a salamander that renews its organs is superior to humans in this regard. In the same way there are perfections in the human body, some structures superior to those of human beings have created in other life forms. But Allah is the creator of all different properties. If Allah wished, He could create them in all one single living thing. And that is indeed how the creation in paradise will be. People will possess all kinds of attributes, superiority, flawlessness, and immortality in paradise. It is sufficient to know of the dolphin's sonar to appreciate the sublimity of Allah. It is sufficient to know that the salamander renews its own organs to appreciate that Allah is mighty enough to do this. The absence of these properties in humans is because they are tested in this world. People will be tested with deficiencies and will thus desire paradise, or flawlessness, to put it another way. To fail to see the purpose here and say, there are flaws in this world, nothing is flawless, means to fail to appreciate the reason for the creation of man. The greatest proof we are given about Allah's creative artistry is the perfection we see just about everywhere in the universe. We can see from this evidence that our Almighty Creator is powerful enough to do all things, that He will create the entity He wishes with the superior qualities He wishes, and that He will create all these and more in paradise. Perfections are a great blessing for us. Perfections are facts shown us by science. Perfections only disturb Darwinists because every perfection undermines the theory of evolution. Every new marvel that emerges as science advances will continue to undermine the theory of evolution, and Darwinists will continue to be troubled by these perfections. What we, of course, wish is for them, too, to delight in these perfections and properly and sincerely appreciate our Almighty Lord, the Creator of all things. www.harunyaya.com